Hi.
Welcome to the Scheid Show. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Hi.
Hello.
And Robert Scheid.
It's officially Gregory Hoyt.
Gregory Patrick Peterson Hoyt.
Patrick Peterson.
No. Lewis.
Gregory Peter Lewis Hoyt.
You know who cares about his middle name?
The acting academy that is named after him.
Thank you, Robert.
Grandpa. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody.
I'd like to welcome our guest.
Oh, we have a guest.
Hi.
Hello. Douglas Peter Lewis Macabre Arthur Lacombe the Third.
Yeah. Man, that's an intense
junior.
Name.
Junior.
All right.
The second junior. The third overall.
And did the senior do the same things that you did? Are you following in your senior's footsteps?
No.
Oh.
Oh, God, no.
Is anyone here following in their father's footsteps?
No.
I mean, philosophically speaking?
Well,
we're talking about
occupation-wise and life path.
So, like, hypothetically speaking?
Oh, God.
Oh,
Brian,
Jesus. Just answer the question. Please.
Yes, my mom's much younger than my dad, so yeah. I guess in that regard I am. But
so your mom's a cougar?
No. His mom is younger. Would you listen to the guest, Brian?
Wow.
His mom is younger.
You have to excuse Brian. Sometimes he doesn't use those ears on the side of his head, and he just sort of comes up with things that are completely random.
Wait, so your dad's a fox?
He's a silver daddy.
Silver daddy.
They call him silverbacks.
Not to be
like silverback.
Right?
I've never heard of that, ever.
I love that term.
Doug, now I heard that
rumors,
you used
rumors
to...
Get
rumors and
like
innuendos. Uh-huh. I heard that you used to cover... NASCAR, is that correct?
Briefly,
as a journalist,
as a lifesaver for Brian. And
oh, what? Wait a minute! What you did this for Brian Gerard?
You did it for Brian?
Well, and Graham and some other people. You know.
Why the hell?
Hang on a second.
You threw yourself
under the bus
for Brian Gerard.
Time out a second. I'd like to, on behalf of Brian Gerard, defend the absolute mutiny that's happening right now.
You can't defend yourself on behalf of yourself.
Oh,
we were in a bar in. Uh-huh. Hollywood. This is a long time ago, and Brian said, "Hey, you know, he was tapping on the. I was in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
You know, he was tapping on the door.
So far, this story is 100% true.
Okay.
And I said, just wait, you know? Yeah. And then he tried to kiss me.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
So far, the accuracy of the story is still 100%.
Okay.
But in his defense, he was, like, falling into me. I had my pants off. Like, they were on the floor of the bathroom.
Oh, so it was all an accident.
What does this have to do with NASCAR?
Everything.
It's getting to the point.
Yeah, he said, you know, we have a problem. And clearly. You're not working. And I said, I don't work. And, you know.
Oh, you were talking about yourself. Like, you don't work.
Was he asking you to become a prostitute?
He was saying, you're not working.
He said to
in
you,
accusatory
Doug,
tone.
You have a problem.
You don't
not
work.
Yeah. And you're the only guy that likes NASCAR in L.A.
Was that true?
Probably.
Wow, shit, you like NASCAR?
Fucking...
Who the fuck likes NASCAR?
That's what I want to talk to about.
This guy.
So hang on.
That guy.
Yeah, we're going to get there in a second.
There are two people. Two people.
Now, poopoo.
Well, that was...
Is that about the bathroom?
Yeah, poopoo.
Why were you talking
people
like this?
In the there are two people in Los Angeles who like NASCAR.
Uh-huh.
And it was Douglas, Peter Lewis, Arthur Macabre, Lacombe.
Double Junior.
And the guy who runs NASCAR who also lives in Los Angeles.
Right. Okay.
So those two people.
And it was your task, Brian, to connect the two of them.
I was working on a project at the time that involved NASCAR coverage.
Which just, again, goes to show that you are so far off track with what you really want to do with your life, Brian.
We're not.
That you would ever be...
Brian looks really hurt right now.
I know, but he always says that to you, right? Like,
well,
when you do something where it's like,
hey, I
got a job, and Brian does the slow clap of like, congratulations for doing what you're supposed to be doing 10 years ago.
Yes.
So I just did that to Brian.
I appreciate that.
Well, I just
no, it's just insane to me that you are somehow in a position to connect a NASCAR gig. with dog.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to put meat and potatoes on the table.
Yeah.
And you got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
Am I right?
Got it.
But that's networking, man. That's networking.
And so,
that's right.
I'm not in the biz, and you guys knew that I like that.
So Brian,
I didn't know that.
Brian comes up and he propositions you in a bathroom. Mm-hmm. Is that what happens?
Which is totally inappropriate, by the way.
Correct. Yes. That's not how you network, Brian.
But it is very Hollywood.
Right. And then
it's 100% accurate.
And then later on,
yeah,
we worked together. He propositioned me in the bathroom, and then later he brought up this
thing. Now, did you ever go? I don't recall, because after this propositional period, I lost track of you.
That's sick.
Not complete.
Did you black out or something? What do you mean you lost track of it?
I don't want to get into
No, Brian propositions people, gets them to do his bidding, and then completely disregards them and carries on with his life.
He shuts them off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I hooked Doug up into the NASCAR world.
Close the door. Never saw him again.
I hope he's okay. No, nothing like
that. I'd like to make a point here.
No, please do.
Effective leadership is proper delegation.
That's so true.
All right. I just want to go ahead.
But, great. You're not far off. As far as like the epilogue, Brian did hook me up, and then he just left me alone. Mm-hmm. I texted him. I was like, hey, Brian, thanks. And he's like, who's this? I said, this is Doug. Yeah. Say my number, you know? He's like, I don't think we're ever going to do any NASCAR shit again.
And that was it.
And did you ever do any more?
Of course not.
I would like to say that so far the accuracy of this story is about 95%.
95%?
Oh,
wait a minute.
We're dropping.
What happened that dropped accuracy?
I never actually received a response.
But he didn't reply to this.
Yeah.
He never replied.
There we go. Let's bring it back up to 100%.
Brian's like, unknown number says thank you. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know who that is.
Nothing to do with
it. I wonder where Doug is. Anyways, back to my shit.
Well, I need to see something, Doug. I'm trying to figure out what in the world... You need to explain what's so amazing about NASCAR. I mean, as soon as I heard that you did that you wrote for them or you worked for them and that you were interested in NASCAR, because it is, isn't it, like the number one
spectator
sport in America?
Number one by a large margin.
It is. So explain it to me. They're going in a circle. What is awesome
more than
about
NFL?
It?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
It makes NFL look like Mr. Rogers' Romper Room House.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers' Romper Room House is number three.
Junior.
It's actually under NFL.
I don't think that's officially the title, by the way.
Of what?
Mr. Rogers'
Romper Room House?
It's at the bottom.
Yeah.
This is HD. You couldn't see it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Oh.
No, this is – and it's mostly Wisconsin Public Access.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is a second show. Mr. Rogers'
Junior Romper Room.
Romper Room.
Out of Wisconsin.
Wait a minute. It was at first Mr. Rogers Junior Romper Room Club. Now it's Mr. Rogers Junior Romper Room Room.
Yes, the room.
There are three different shows.
Right? Have you seen the room, the movie?
Yes.
This is the episodic.
Oh my god! I never knew that. I always thought I was watching Mr.
Well, anyway, that is the analogy of which the NFL compares to NASCAR.
So
that makes no sense.
It was the way it's covered. You know, there's cameras all over the place.
Okay.
And there's just a bunch of drunken idiots, and they refuse to show them on TV. But I know better. I've been to, you know, I've been to events. I wanted to do a Girls Gone Wild in the infield at Talladega.
You
know? So people show up like a week early and just, you know.
No way. Okay, wait. People show up a week early to just
campers.
Get into that middle.
In campers,
No.
Yeah, party.
My God, and it's just a huge.
Is it is it a first come first serve type thing? And they close the gates.
You buy
off,
a
or?
Ticket for the infield, and then you sit there and chill, and you set up your satellite dish,
they let you come in a week early.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say you get the titties out?
You get the titties out every night.
Titties come out every night.
You can
titties
stand
everywhere.
Against the fence when the cars are going by.
Now, Doug, hold on one second.
And titties through the fence.
For the sake of Robert, can you explain what titties are?
I know what titties are,
no,
Brian.
No, please. No, he doesn't.
I know.
Please tell him.
I understand their breasts. I'm starting to see one of the reasons why people will go to NASCAR. Not to watch the cars, but to see women flashing the outfield from the infield. Is it called the outfield? What is it called?
The grandstand.
The grandstand.
And that's boring. You don't get to the grandstands a week early, do you?
Fuck no.
You're just a psychopath.
That's a day of.
That's rich people's shit. $50 a ticket?
$150 a ticket?
No, you said
50. That's rich people's stuff.
Wait.
That's
how
upper echelon shit at NASCAR?
How much does it cost to get in the infield?
Best seat in the house is probably $50 in the grandstand. That's for the fancy people.
You know, but the thing is with
that's
best
for
seat.
Network executives.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Fat cats.
Big
whales. $50.
Big whales.
Huge money spenders. The thing about the best seat at a NASCAR race that really gets me, the best seat is the seat where you're most likely to catch the car in the face when that inevitable car body power roll.
That's not true.
Where
really?
Will it end up?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's just picking up
a shotgun. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, sit shotgun.
There?
Oh, yeah. Somebody gets to sit in the car.
Yeah.
And it seems that your pricing structure, that would only cost $55. If $50 is like the number one seat
to
in NASCAR.
To be in the car is only $5
but, more. Oh, yeah, I mean, and they were like, oh, God, I'm not paying $55.
Yeah. Who was that? $55.
One of the fans.
Oh, the
didn't
fat
I sound
cat?
Like one? Yeah.
But well, you can never get those seats because all the fans are inbred, and so their kids have like horrible diseases. So they're on this Make-A-Wish Foundation list that's like 5 miles long. You know, they got crippled kids that will probably die. They're, you know, 200 down the list.
Did you write about this?
I did, and Brian said no.
Brian put the kibosh on that.
He did.
That was the only time I actually interacted with him during that whole
when
period.
He wrote something saying that NASCAR was essentially funded by the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah. I said maybe we could lean more towards the actual cars, speed, and build and make.
And the engines and all that
and,
stuff.
And the drama. And why do people – why do you think people are so excited about NASCAR?
Because it's moonshining. It's for the Southern boys.
Yeah.
Is the, so there's this whole family thing, too, right? Like there's – we're talking about
Ford
juniors
and
seniors earlier,
Ford
too,
and Chevy.
Right?
Ford and Chevy, juniors and seniors, you know.
The Dale Earnhardt junior and senior.
It's white boys club.
Yeah.
It's for whites.
Yeah.
NASCAR's for whites.
Is it
Confederate
is it
flag shit?
Chevy.
Confederate flag
absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely.
All South.
Robert, I don't think you'd be welcome there.
What?
I don't think the NASCAR
he'd be totally
community.
Welcome. Robert's from Germany. He's a German. He'd be fucking embraced.
Would I? I don't think you're painting a very good picture for number one, the South, and number two,
all, I know
all
is
NASCAR
from,
fans.
Shy. And I know what happened about.
But don't
60
forget the
years
crippled
ago,
kids.
70 years
me.
Ago now,
and the crippled
riding
kids.
Shotgun.
Yeah. Correct.
It was 70 years ago, buddy. It's not over yet. We haven't forget. Never forget. They say never
me.
Forget about 20. What was it? 2001.
You
I already
totally
forgot. But I didn't forget about 39, baby.
It's. 39. I'm glad you didn't because that wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather fought in that war for the Americans.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Anyway, so how many events did
so
you
they say.
Go to?
I went to a couple.
Are they like local?
Yeah, well, there's the California Speedway. The best one I had to miss. I was dating this girl whose grandpa was president of the track at California Speedway.
Wow.
And how did you miss that?
Well, because she was my second girlfriend.
Oh, at the time?
I was dating this other girl at the time.
Double
and
time.
I had to go meet her stupid dad, who was a CPA. And,
oh,
and
God. Was like, a certified public accountant?
Yeah, he fucking...
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We had to go up to, like, wine country. And I ate a pot roast.
Oh, God.
He paid for my dinner and told me I should be a CPA. And I'm like, I'm not going to marry your daughter anyway.
Oh, so, my God.
Know,
wow.
Off.
Do you have any rope that I can hang myself with, sir?
Pretty
check,
much.
Please.
Pretty much.
So
I watched him get beat red in the face eating, like, just pot roast and had about 10 wines.
Oh, wow. Disgusting.
So you chose that day as opposed to going to California Speedway.
Yeah.
It's a fail.
Yeah.
It is a fail. So NASCAR is pretty much just dominated with Ford and Chevy, or no? I mean, they're
Toyota
others.
And Dodge. Dodge, Chevy.
Yeah.
Toyota, Dodge.
Toyota.
Dodge.
Toyota.
Ford.
Dodge.
Ford.
I don't like Ford. I'm not a Ford man.
Is this man, really?
No, I'm like Kelvin. I'll piss on a Ford logo.
Oh.
Put it on my window. I'll make a sticker.
You're
hang
Chevy
on a
guy.
Second. Wait a second. I've seen Chevy. Those stickers, and it seems to me that there is a Calvin sticker for every single logo.
Yeah.
There's Calvin pissing on a cross,
Calvin
too, right?
Pisses on everything.
Right.
The little bastard needs to be potty trained.
No, he doesn't. Brian's not potty trained.
I'm just wet. Just now.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Thanks, Brian.
I was just really thinking about the infield of Talladega.
And that made you have to go to
I think we should go to an event.
Oh, my God. Well, we'd never be able to get heard. We'd never get heard if we did a podcast from there.
Is it really loud?
Yeah.
Oh, it's...
I mean, I'm told it's so one of the...
Well,
it's
that's
really
a good question. Is it loud because of the cars or loud because of the people? Are people, like, actually cheering and stuff?
Sure. They scream when, you know...
When the car goes by.
The third goes by and everybody else, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's really loud.
So is it just sanctioned madness? The
louder than your motorcycle.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty loud.
Well, my motorcycle's actually pretty quiet. Yeah, I haven't modified the pipes, so.
Why would you do that? You're going to get in a car accident.
Loud
pipes save lives. I'm sorry.
I know, actually. Friends,
that's actually true.
Yeah, I know.
Let me know.
NASCAR hasn't had a death since 2003.
And
I never forgot
Dale,
that.
And is it because,
Dale Earnhardt. Earnhardt.
Is it because they're loud?
No.
Okay, exactly. All
no,
right.
That was because
he
hit the wall. Yeah.
No, I know why he died. I was just saying NASCAR hasn't had a death, but it's not because they've modified their tailpipes to be louder.
Why? Everyone slowed down after that. They said, really? Hey, guys, hey.
Oh, really?
Chill. Let's chill,
you think
bro.
That's what it was?
Let's chill.
Well, they put, don't they put governors on those engines? Like
they do.
Restrictor plates?
They do. Like, that the governor sucks. Of Alabama, he'll come out. And
he just lays on
he
one?
Sits on
he'll
the
sit
engine.
On the hood.
And for the whole
like,
race?
And he goes, yeah. Nobody go faster than this.
Do you remember when you
if I fly to off, it's too fast and everyone must slow down.
Yeah, look at those titties.
Yeah. And but he's dressed in a State Puft Marshmallow costume. Yeah. So
pretty much
he's okay. If he
remember,
gets thrown off.
Greg, when you wanted to be the mayor of Chicago, does the mayor get to go on or is it just the governor?
Just the governor.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's on a NASCAR's on a federal level.
What the fuck are you talking
it's
about?
It's a statutory
yeah.
level.
Statutory federal governance of Congress.
Brian makes up words and meanings of words throughout the show. So what do you do for a week on the infield at Talladega?
Party.
A week?
Party, yes.
A week of partying.
Just party all day?
All night. Yeah, RV, satellite TV.
Just psychopath.
Tits come out at night.
Oh, my God.
Grilling dogs and drinking beer, right?
That's right.
Titties come out at night.
Titties come out at night. You never heard that song?
I never.
Titties come out at night.
Wow.
Titties come out at night.
We all know it.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard that one yet.
J-Lo has a cameo on that.
Oh,
she does.
Yeah.
Doug, on behalf of Robert and Greg, I do not appreciate your presence here.
Oh,
okay.
I learned nothing about NASCAR.
Okay. Well,
that's not true.
On their behalf, but what about on your behalf?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh. He makes us the jerk.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but it kind of makes sense. Yeah.
I appreciate that you stopped by.
Thank I'm you. Glad I
am. We're going to have you back. We're going to talk about some more stuff. You got some other interesting stuff going on?
He's got all sorts of stuff.
So, a lot of projects. You know.
So we're going to talk about those next time you're on. But for now, NASCAR.
Yeah.
This is the word of the day.
Word of the day. NASCAR.
And
second word of the day,
titties.
NASCAR and titties. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah.
Good night, Doug. Thanks. Tuck yourself in.
Good night, Robert.
Good night, Robert.